ויגש אלו יהודה. ויגש אלו יהודה. So the Rikeach brings down a Givaldik Zach. We have a minig before Shmonesra, we do three steps. Zog the Rikeach, the minig of the three steps is connected the three times it says in Teire Vayigash. Vayigash Eilov Yehuda, Vayigash Avram, Vayigash Eliyahu. So Rav Shteyman explains, it says three times Vayigash. For sure, I will explain. So someone asked me, so why speak about it in Parshas Vayigash? You could speak about it in by Avram. You could speak about it when we read the Haftorah of Eliyahu. Some could say maybe this parsha is not enough what to say, but it is. So Rav Shteyman explains first the Oymik of Rav Shteyman that the Rikeach for sure they mainly took it out from here because Yehuda went over to the king. We go over to David lifnei Melech Malchei Hamloch, and the Remez is connected the Shloisha poem that says Vayigash. We do three steps. But weiter, was is the pshat in the Rikeach? Now Rav Shteyman is going to say pshat, and I'm explaining what is neged to speak about it. It's by us that it's by Yigash El of Yehuda that he went to the king. Zog Rav Shteyman, he doesn't understand. The end of last parsha, Rav Achrei Anoshim. ויבוא יהודו ואיכוב ביסו יוסף ועדן השום ויפלו לפונו ארצו ויאמר להם יוסף מה המייסה הזה אשר עשיסם על הידעתם כי נחש איש אשר כמימי ויאמר יהודה מה נוימר מה נצדדק הננו לכל לעבוד עם גם אנחנו גם אשר הגביע ביודוי ויאמר יוסף חלילה לי האיש אשר הגביע ביודוי יהיה לליאבת ואתם עלו לשלם לאביכם Vayigash Eilov Yehuda. Yehuda is there the whole time. What do you mean Vayigash? Everyone is standing on the floor. The Talmud says, everyone was standing there. But when you go to ask something specific to the king, you make as a knech, yeah? This is when we go to Davin. Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. But before we go to Davin, we make like a step. We're going over to speak to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we learn out from this Vayigash that is a derech, that when you go to approach a king, you do a Vayigash. You do a Pe'ul of a Vayigash. So this is the Rikeach. This is the Rav Shteyman. Avraham Avinu was also Emed Lifnei Hashem. Eliyahu was also Emed Lifnei Hashem. But ויהי בעלוי סמינכו ויגש אליהו ויאמר בי אדוני ידברנו עבדכו דובר באוזני אדוני והליכה רפכו בעבדכו כי חומריכו כפאו So the Mephoshim explain, and we'll start. The Medrash states, "Benimusim shelonu ksiv, im en loy venimkar begnevosre." Leze yesh loy. Why you want to sell them? State benimusim shelonu, im en loy venimkar begnevosre. But if he has, he pays. We are asking him to pay. On Mefoshim asks. ונמוסים שלוחם קוסים, אז... What kind of time is? זוגדור אל ינקב, he told him, why it says by us, ואם אין לו ונמכר בגניבוסו? Why it doesn't say, אם יש לו? Terry wants to punish a ganav. So our Terry is very interesting as that. If he doesn't have, you sell it. And if he has, you don't sell it. I think Pungfakel, someone doesn't have Nebach. He's hungry, what are you going to do? He had to steal a roll. He had to take bread from the yeshiva to his room. He can't buy bread. What's coming done? Yeah? Such a guy, maybe you don't have to sell. A guy that has and stamps steals? Then for sure sell it. Teda. If he has, pay back. If he doesn't have, then you sell it. The Teda says, Dr. Eliankev, if someone has any steals, it's a kind of illness, yeah? Or doesn't come from that illness, I don't know how they call it, they have a Madarash and Evrit. But chutz from that, he wants to be rich. Who will buy a slave that you hear that he's a galev? If you hear that you shift as a galev, you don't take her, you get rid of her, right? I mean, someone has to have a very good shikta for you. Shlame steals the whole time. So no one wants her, right? They put up a sign, we have the galev, who wants to buy him? No one will touch him. But if the tailor says, no, if he has money, he doesn't have to be sold. He doesn't have money. He still doesn't have money, but if he will be by you and he will have what to eat, he doesn't steal. This is a chance that people will buy. A guy that steals when he has money, no one will buy it. There's no point to make such a punishment. Zoktim Yehuda, you know we have money. So why Binyamin steals the Becher? He's sick. So why you want him to be a slave? The Torah says you're not looking for a slave. If you will be looking to a slave, I offer you that I will be. I'm offering myself. Him, he's the worst thing to have. The Torah says, you have a plan. Look, Yehuda, what is going on here? What is going on here? The Torah says, you know that he's not a ganav. You put the Becher inside him. You know that he's not. You want Binyamin. But he's not. If you would think that he's the ganav, you would not ask for him. So Rashi says, Yidabuno, mikan she'ata lomed she'dibur all of koshes. Yehuda started to answer. Chazal said Yehuda got angry, his shirt tore, all different stories in Chazal. So the Nesivis, what is going on? In the beginning they come, they say, Gam anachnu, all of us are avodim. Yosef tells them, no, only one. Yehuda says, listen, I'm ready to do a war. Chazal says, he sent Naftali to start to count the cities. They were planning to make a whole war to save Binyamin. But if everyone stays, then why last parsha? He didn't come over. Ki nafshik shu b'nafshik. Binyamin has to go home? No. Asherim anachnu, gam anachnu, gam asher gaviya b'yodai. Kulonu lechol avodim. And like this we finished parsha's v'yigash and everything was good. Zog din esivis. So the balabatish pshat. Not because of the balabatish pshat. Balabatish, the world says, they were planning, if all of them will be there, eventually they'll sneak out, yeah? If they leave Binyamin there, they'll be stuck. If all the 12 brothers stay, who will stay here? We'll work it out, yeah? We'll speak to the eyes, they won't be around here, and eventually it'll be okay. But to leave Binyamin on his own, this we can't, and the minute they wanted to do a war. This is the balabatish way to live, sure. But the Nesiva says, we're going with the whole Mahalach, that everything is Ruchnias. The brothers said, we spoke about it last week, that the brother said that we know that ki hashemim anachnu bischanenu yaleinu v'lo yishomadu, we deserve what was going on here. And we explained that later, why when they found the money they got all nervous, v'yichidu charoda, said last week, because when Yosef was choshed that they were raglim, it's midah keneged midah, that they were choshed that Yosef is a hoylech rochil, a meragel, midah keneged midah. But when they thought that Yosef is putting the money by Maisie, it's time to start up with them. Maza also Hashem Lono, we were not Maisie, we were Shege. So the Midah Kenei Gemidah has to be Shege. That he will choish it, that we are Meragli. So if all of us have to be slaves, it makes sense. But Binyamin doesn't have Aveyas. They checked. Achim HaKadoshi, Och HaKadosh, back and forth, top and bottom. Clean, Binyamin is clean. They have a chet that they have to do. Binyamin doesn't have a chet. Ah, so maybe we move to Moisel Nefesh to save Binyamin. Why by Dino? Dino was kidnapped. They went to Mesiris Nefesh. Shvotim no, Avraham Avinu, Loit is kidnapped. Mesiris Nefesh. Are we saying like those you know, when it's the right thing to do, Hashem wants you to take a war to try to save. When they thought that the punishment is for them, they made a Cheshbon HaNefesh, Avel Hashem im Anachnu. We know we deserve it. Or for the Bechir, or for the Achzorias, like we spoke up, but they made them that they deserve the punishment. other one was only left Binyamin. Now it's like a Dina story. A Dina story? I'm not even chayut in my son Nefesh. And this is the reason Yehuda says, I'm asking to stay. We have to save him. And then the pasuk is Mamshich. So maybe a nice Balaturim. I need to teach you. There's places that they have Shiurim and Balaturim ala Parsha. Well, today we'll give one Shiur in Balaturim. There's places, it's Choshev Rabbanim that give every week a Shiur Balaturim ala Parsha. It's because they say that in Balaturim, you know, when he came to his father that he wants to take out the tour, the Rosh, this is what they say. The Rosh told him, ala Teira, you're not Mechaver Apirush, you're already writing ala Baturim. So overnight he written the Balaturim ala Teira, and he came in the morning and told his father, I have a Pirush ala Teira. So the father told him, you could print it too. Kach shamati when I was a kid. So Yosef tells them, I want Yosef to stay. And Yehuda says, V'ato kevo yil avdecha ovi v'anar enenu itonu v'nafsho ikshuro b'nafsho. What is he's very attached. So the Balaturim, when you learn Balaturim al Ateira, there's a couple pieces in the Balaturim. There's one piece that is Gematrias. There's another piece that he finds words in the whole Tanakh that have the same word. If the word L'mashal is only twice in the Torah, he will mention the second word and he will explain to you the connection. So L'mashal, in this parasha he uses V'nafshe k'shuro b'nafshe. So first he has k'shuro b'gematria Torah Shalom al-Bipir. Okay, we're not going now to the gematrias of the Torah. K'shuro based by Mesoyros is twice in the Torah. In this words, maybe you have kshura without a vav, but kshura with a vav is twice by mesoyro. Hoche, ve'idoch, aveles kshura belev nar. Stupidity is tied to a kid. Iveles. It's like, I don't know the right word, if the right to maybe, what? Not the right word, like, what, Sean? Is that the right word? Something like that, yeah? So everyone knows what I mean. So it's kind of a kid, a nar is a shoite. Like it's stuck into him, a kind of shtus. Yivelis kshura belev nar. Zog the Balaturim, he was meramist in two things. He's so upset he took the becher. He's a kid. A kid does stupid things. You have to forgive him. Zog the Balaturim. שאומר לו שהוא נער ואף אם לא ככה גביע מפני איוולס שקשור הבוי הוא המשל הנה מי אני לא איזה פשט אם איוולס קשור בלב נער if the mahalach of the tour that is medam with the words מפני שאיוולס קשור צורך שיהיה נפשי קשור בנפשי של אוביב כדי לחנחוי Vali has the velis kshuraboy, he's tied with the stupid thing. To take it out, the only one that could help is his father. Why? Because when he's close to his father, nafshoy kshura benafshoy, he's the only one that could be mechanech. He told him, you King Yosef, you're not stamp punishing person. You want to take a bad person, you say he has to be a slave, you have to mechanech him. You have to have, if he has that now, that stupid thing inside him, only because he's close to his father, nafshi kshura benafshoy, the father can be mechanech him. You will not be managed to mechanech him. So b'mele, val nafshi kshura benafshoy for his father, you have to send him back home, the father will manage to mechanech him. It's a big yisayin in chinuch, that you want the mechanech a kid, first the kid has to feel comfortable with the father. If the kid feels comfortable with the father, then the father can be mechanech. But if it's missing the nafshik, so maybe he told him he's very close to his father. Yosef, if you want the mechanech ben Yamin, send him back home. His father will take care of him. ולא יאכל יוסף להסאפק לכל הניצבים עלו, ויאמר הוציאו כל איש מעולי, והייתי נזכוי לבבכי, ויאמר יוסף אלוך, ואני יוסף, הרי נבי חי, ולא יאכלו איכוב, לנו יסוי סוי, כי ניבלו מפונו. So the question is, what is the pshat? Yosef says, Ani Yosef, Aoid Avichai. They told him the whole time. When they came back, he asked them, Uma Shloim Avdichem, Vayoimu, Avdicha Avinu, and not only that, the whole war is, the father will die, the father will die, the father will die. Right? This is the whole time of Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Isai, I'm Yosef. By the way, Abba is living. You know, this was the whole conversation. So again, Balabatish, he told him, listen, it's true this whole story with the father, or he's locked dead, and he's just made up a whole story because he was trying to get Binyamin out. So he asked him, by the way, you know, I'm Yosef, but I really want to know now, it's a fake? Or it's real? It's Balabatish, yeah? What I'm saying, you have to know. The Tehra's animal is Kipshuto Imamish, Zog de Beisalevi, this is de Beisalevi. Chazal say, Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy mateichecho. Ani Yosef ha'oy davichai, Velo yochlu echov lanu isoy soy. Keinu yoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy mateichecho. Zog de Beisal Levi, Yosef tainted to them. Well, why I did this story? First, I wanted to see that you made so nefesh to save Binyamin, but this was not enough. You came over to me and you told me, you're right, Binyamin is wrong, he's guilty. Oh, but the father will die. The father doesn't deserve to die. But you're telling me, Yosef, you're right, Bechesh, Yosef told him, Ani Yosef, Aoid Avichai, when you sold me, you didn't think your father will die? Why you didn't think, yeah, Yosef deserves me, sir? Aber Rachman es av tate, Rachman es av tate, tate will die. I'll tell you why. Because then, you and Nagi Abadovar, you hated Yosef. You were scared to be offended for me. So the psak was not because you decided to kill Yosef. Yosef was chayev misa and Binyamin is chayev misa. When Binyamin is chayev misa, you're telling me, you're right that he deserves to die. But, you're right that he deserves to die. But, Chachmonis. Where was your Rachmanis when you sold me? A lot of times, I'm not saying Lemaisa. A guy drops a chavrusa. Go over there. Drop the chavrusa, pass nish. Chayecha goyim, chayecha goyim. Shumbaya, maybe he's right. I'm not saying. Why when his chavrusa drops him, he doesn't think, yeah, he's right, chayecha goyim. Chayecha goyim, he will tell me beginning is man, he will tell me chanike, he will tell me asol v'teyuz. Punk today in the middle of the week, it's not the ma'isa. The guy waits for his chavrusa the whole morning. Fumes, where's his chavrusa? The other day, he punk is busy. He's jet lagged, he can't be here. Yeah? He doesn't think well to be with his chavrusa. When a person will come to the Shamayim, Zog de Bisalevi, they will tell him. They will not tell him why he didn't learn. No, he didn't understand. Why I didn't wake up for Shachris? No. They'll tell him, you didn't wait. Why you didn't learn till 3 o'clock by night? The guy will say, 11 o'clock, my eyes were closing. So they'll tell him, and you went away for a trip, also they were closing 11 o'clock by night. But then you were wide awake. So you're not getting tired 11 o'clock. The guy will say, why you didn't wake up Friday? Oh, it was very hard for me. Yeah, but the other week you went to Tzfas, you already wake 4 o'clock in the morning. So you could wake up 4 o'clock Friday. Not that Friday the body doesn't wake up. It doesn't wake up to be Bismetosh. Hashem will show a person exactly the same case. Exactly the same case. How in a different time you behave different. And then a person will not have what to answer. Chaim Shmulevitz will add that he will say Pshat in the Chazal a little bit different. It's the same idea, but he said, you know what happened to the brothers? For 22 years, they were living with an assumption that they were right to kill Yosef. They were right to Mitzayr, their father. Yosef is wrong, they were right. All of the dreams, nothing will happen from them, they don't exist. It was Dimyonis. Gomish. And in 1 minute, everything blew up in their face. Yosef is the king, they're ready, we'll be shtachve. Yosef is right, they were wrong. Kaseina, everything. They realized in one shot, their whole life was one big mistake. The Lashim Shomayim, with killing, with the father, with lying. The whole 22 years. They're ready, mishtachve to Yosef, everything is happening. The tzoras are not consolers. When a person will come up to the Shomayim, and he will think what was bad for him was bad, and what was good is good. And Pitam, they were sure that he was living in a mistake for years. It's such a shocking thing. Some say a different pshat. Ani Yosef, ani avi ha'oido avichai, Chazal said that Yosef looked like his father. It's because the beard, they didn't recognize him. When he said, I'm Yosef, he said, look good on me. You realize I look exactly like your father. Then he says, Vayar Yosef, that they got scared. Vayar Yosef, achichem, asher mechartem oisim mitzrayimu. So the Mefarshim explain why he repeated it again. First he says, Achichem, Shemechalte Moisi, because no one knew that they sold. It was a cherem that no one will know. He wanted to prove to them that he's Yosef, but answer, what is the whole story? He wants to take Binyamin, they're all nervous, he gets up, Rabbi Yisai, I'm Yosef, I'm Yosef. Why do they all believe him? So this is the Seder of Psukim. Vayem Yosef, Ani Yosef, Oid Avichai, ויאמר יוסף אל אחיו, קשונו אליי. ויאמר, אני יוסף אשר מכרתם מויסים מצרים. You made a מכירס, יוסף, he reminded them the story, and he proved to them that he's יוסף. או של פשטה של מיקרו. Then the פוסק is ממשך. לכולם נוסן, לאיש חליפו ישמולויס, פוסק חוף בייס. ולבניומי נוסן שלוש מויס כסף, וחומש חליפו ישמולויס. This is one of the Gemara asks a kasha. Yosef is giving everyone presents, to everyone gets a suit, Binyamin gets 300 money, and חומש חליפוס. פרק די גמורה אין מגילה. דובר שנכשל בו יוסי צדיק, יקושל בו יוסי צדיק, לאוילום אל ישנה אדם בנוי בן אבונים. The Gemara says never to give one kid over the other kids. שהרי בגלל קטנס פסים that Yaakov gave Yosef, Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim. פרק די גמורה, so Yosef himself had that story that because he got better clothes, he went and gave Binyamin 5 suits. זה פרק די גמורה. Again, but I bet that you could answer, maybe it's only a father, not a brother. But as they stated in the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Romaz loy, she'osid lotzetz mimenu ben, she'yeitze b'chamisho levush, she'nemar, u'mordechai yotzo, melifnei ha'melech, b'levush malchus, t'cheles v'chu. And it's osid to come out from Binyamin, Mordechai, ish yemini, play the gun, what is the answer? So, you know, the answer is, was a reason. Zog the gun, very poshut zach. I'll ask another kasha. How he was Romas Loisha Osi Lotus Mimena Ben Sheyetze Bechamisha? Because he added to him. He added only four because everyone got a suit. So what is the Rai Sheyetze Ben Bechamisha Levushi? It's a half a question. Yeah? Zog de Goyen, he gave everyone an expensive suit, $1,000 suit. Binyamin got five cheap suits. Altogether, they were the price of one suit. So why he divided it to five suits? To show she'osid lotzis imenu, so the girl that's been doing in the pasuk. Look, memhei pasuk chobeis. Lekulam nosan leish chamisho chalifois v'davov. Expensive ones. Ule binyomi nosan shloish mois kesef v'chamesh chalifois. Smallest, but out of off. Cheap suits. Cheap suits. As I zog the girl. The world adds on the girl. What is the raya take? Now, without answering the question of the prices, what is the raya that he gave that Osid Lotz's bench he ate bechamisha? Not necessarily he gave everyone the same expensive suits. And the Gemara answers, oh, the Goyim, if there's a reason, it's not called Yeshan Ibnoi. Dehainu, if you do it because you love him, so everyone is jealous. If you're not doing it because you love him, you're just showing him that we'll have a Einik of Binyamin, then it will come out Mordechai, so it's not called jealousy, but maybe it's not a problem. But what is the raya she ate? Mordechai, maybe he's only adding four suits. That's such a kasha. Zog de Velt, why Yosef decided to give suits? Why suits? Who needs Egypt suits? Why suits? They came to Mitzrayim, they need suits. Yeah. What was another answer, no?
Next time they come, I can't be ragged anymore.
Why they need suits? Zog de Velt very poshut. Everyone tore their suits. Look in the end of Parshas Mikitz. When they found the Becher, when Chappes, they tore their clothes. They didn't have clothes. They can't go back home with torn clothes. They'll tell the father, Yosef is the king. Yeah, we tore Kriyan because we found Yosef. But Binyamin didn't tear his suit. Why? Binyamin knew that he didn't steal. They thought, Chazal say, they thought that Binyamin stole. Chazal said they started to hit him. He was nishpa b'shem Hashem that he didn't take the becher. So he said, I'm not taking the suit. I didn't do nothing. I know I'm okay. I'm not a galef. They didn't have what to answer. Binyamin took it. So b'meile, Binyamin didn't need a suit. So if he gave him five suits, it's a raya. She'osid lotzis mimenu Mordechai that will have she'etze she'osid lotzis mimenu Binyamin. Ben Shiyul Bash Chamisha Levushi Malchus.
What? Shem
Yankim. We had a chance.
What? Did they sell back up when I need new suits?
Sell back up suit. As Hashem Yosef will test you if you wear a suit that was torn. Sell back or you want? I don't know. I will try. I'll send someone to test it. You'll go with a suit that is sewn up, or you'll go with a nice sweater with an animal. Listen to this. The king tears someone's suit, you give him a suit, or tears someone back. Now, what is the Shloishmo is Kesef? Why Binyamin got money? Why Binyamin? Why he got money? Why Shloishmo is Kesef? Why Shloishmo is Kesef? So the Foshim say, because Be'etzim, he gave everyone a little bit of cash right away, yeah? So why the brothers didn't get Shloshmois Kesef? The answer is, the Foshim say, because Be'etzim, they sold him. So Be'etzim, everyone owed him money for the Mechiras Yosef. The Gemara says, there's Esrim, the Knas, they sold him for Esrim Kesef. So when you, as if you're going to have a show, you pay P5. So mainly every one of them really was mechuy of money. Everyone was mechuy of money to Yosef. I'm sorry. The Gemara says that the price is shloshim shelevet. And the Gemara says if you meicher le'akum, it's piasor, as they say in the Gemara. So mainly everyone really owed Yosef shloshmois. So Yosef wanted them to clean out what they owe. So he said, I'm giving out now to everyone 300. Just all of you owe me, so mainly you're not getting, but Yomim is getting. So like this, he ke'ilu fixed back the Mechiras Yosef by giving to everyone 300, just everyone that owes could leave his money, and mainly not chai. Then the posuk is Mamshik. Yosef sends them. ויאמר להם וישלח אסכו ויאמר עליהם אל תרגזו בדרך. So one pshat, don't fight. The Medrash says אל תרגזו בדרך. Don't speak and learning. זה זאת רשי. So it's not strange. I would say the poshut pshat is we call it balabat pshat, don't fight. The Medrash is, don't speak in learning. Rashi is a mefosh. The first pshat Rashi says, don't speak in learning. Tavarachel, don't fight. But what is the pashtus? Don't speak in learning. Al tirgizu, why? We say it every morning. Every night, I mean. Rigzu ve'al techeto. Imru bilvavchem, am mishkavchem v'day b'selah. So the Gemara, oylam yargizod ha-mitzot el ha-yitzorah. Nitzchem v'uto. V'im lav, imru bilvavchem, zub teiro. You love Krishna, Mishravchem, you love Deimusela. So Rigzu is Yargiz Yitzotera, Yitzotera. So maybe it's considered learning. So why he told him, don't speak in learning, because if you learn, you could fall in the way, there's different holes and things are in the way. It's dangerous, the way. People see that it was dangerous. Because I don't understand. They're really walking back and forth already 1.5 times. What happened before? They spoke in learning and didn't speak in learning. Yitzchak was giving him an eitzah, by the way, my brothers, you know, when you walk, please don't speak in learning, you can bump into the pole. Well, what is the point? Stop, good brothers, take care of them now.
You told before they came with them, time
you didn't find this. No, so they didn't speak in learning? Achim never spoke in learning the whole time. He wanted to say that till then, didn't speak in learning, we're busy with Yitzchak. They're not busy with Yitzchak, they forgot about it 22 years ago. Yeah? They're not looking for Yitzchak, they're speaking in learning. Pum now Yitzchak from men to tell them, by the way, so this pshat, I think the Oshachon Kazateir says it. I was a Bachmer in Panovich. So in Panovich, Shabbos afternoon, there's no electricity. It goes off. The reason it goes off, they don't even use the generator. The whole Shabbos use the generator. Shabbos afternoon, the generator goes off. Because in the old days, in Panovich, they only had electricity. There was no generator. So Shabbos was afternoon, was never light, right? Then Shabbos, they had these luxes, the fire. So now, Panovich is the highest place in the whole Rabat Gan, in the whole area. So the Mele, people that are not Shemesh Shabbos, they looked at Panovich, when the light went on, they knew there was Monsi Shabbos. So the Mele, the Panovich Rav said that even now there's a generator, and even in Yom Kippur now, they leave it off. Now it's Shabbos, back and forth. Why? Because people from far away will see light, and maybe they're Mechal Shabbos, maybe they will cause one person to Mechal Shabbos. So, Shabbos afternoon is no light in Panovich. It goes off, Shkia, Shabbos clock takes it off. So, Shabbos Shabbos, I would go to this different shul. In that different shul there, someone spoke about this parasha, and he said a vault. But from the Sefer, I said later in Choshev Sfar, that when Yosef told him, Ani Yosef, the brothers made a cheshbon, Ani Yosef, so now we're going to the father, so it means that Yosef was missing only 22 years. One second, so why our father deserves to be punished 22 years? Achim HaKadoshim, Miyad, you know, they have Terdik a cup, and Miyad, all the Chazalim are running in their head. So they realize that Yosef, Yaakov is punished for not doing Kibud Av Eim 22 years, right? If Chazal say it, the obvious Miyad, no Chazal, right? And that minute the Chazal happens. Right in that minute that Yosef is found, so miyad that Chazal is created, that the punishment is for the 22 years. But it was 14 years, the Beishem Ve'evel. The answer is, but for learning Torah, you're not punished. Right? All of that, the Achim HaKadosh, when do you think Chazal made it up? A week later? In that minute, Chazal Miyad make up all of this, right? Chazal is the Achim HaKadosh. So in the way there, the father needs food. They ran to Mitzrayim. He can't speak and learn in Kibbutz. They ran back. They ran again. Now, they have that when you learn, it doesn't go off in Kibbutz. So they could speak and learn in the way. So I think, yes, if, yeah, but there's a new reason not to speak and learning. It's dangerous. So this is the reason. And the way they didn't have spoken learning, the father needs food, ran to Mitzrayim. The father needs food, they ran back. The father needs food, they ran again. It's not time to speak and learning. But now they could Masiach Das because it doesn't go on the Chesh. ויגידו לו אליהם עוד יוסף חי וכו המוישל בכל ארץ מצרים ויופג ליבוי כי לא יאמין להם וידברו לו בסקול דברי יוסף אשר דיבר עליהם וירס העגולויס ותחירו אחיה כבביה. See, I want a little bit to be aimed at the Rachaim, Maharal, Rebbe Lopian. Try a little bit to explain it. I'll start with a dig from my shver that maybe really brings down this whole tale more lemaisedik. Ve'agidu l'leimel oid Yosef chai, v'chiu ha'moisha b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, v'yofeg liboy kiloyhem, and he didn't believe that. He saw the agoles and he believed. Rashi says, Mosru loy Simon, that he was Isaac with Parshas Eglo Arufa. Shail is, so he's Isaac with Parshas Eglo Arufa, so now he believed. Man, Yosef knew everything, who is big, who is small, what crib they slept, everything. Yaakov doesn't believe that it's Yosef. He says, it was Eglo Arufa. Ah, Eglo Arufa, tak, now I know it's Yosef. What kind of simon is Efek the Maharal? And that's, yeah, it was a good simon. Pugi had to tell him what he learned the last time. Simon Mosaloi. Why Yosef didn't, Yaakov didn't believe? What he thought? That someone is pretending? What he thought? Someone is pretending? The brothers came back, we checked it, we looked into it. It's Yosef. He told Stam, no. They met a guy, he told his Yosef, he didn't believe. They said, no, Tai, he gave a simon. Oh, now they believe? What Yaakov thought? Stam, the brothers felt bad for him. They found the guy in Mitzrayim. They came back, he told you, you know, the king power is your son. He said, no, he gave us a hint. Something that, you know. Could be, but it's very schwach to learn that this was the master of Matum. So what they thought, the son, the father will believe. And Yosef couldn't give all the simonim. So I want to say a drink from Meshmer. Dorchaim HaKadosh says the Torah be'etzim. Vayagidu lo leimor oid Yosef chai. The posuk had to say, Vayofeg liboy ki lo yamin. Vechi hu ha'moishel bechol eretz Mitzrayim. Vayofeg liboy ki lo yamin. It's meduik in the posuk. And understand. Why the posuk doesn't say, Vechol moishel bechol eretz Mitzrayim, and he has two kids, and he has that, and he doesn't, ve'lo yamin, vayaris ha'agolos. It's meduik in the pasuk that the reason he didn't believe because was that sense. Oid Yosef chai v'chu ha'moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Zog do rachayim HaKadosh, he believed that he found Yosef. He didn't believe that Yosef is chai. Chazal say, Boitzei abirech mietz Hashem, more in Sanhedrin. So we know, Boitzei abirech mietz Hashem, harishi goes al seo chitim, tochno afo, ואיזה מבורך על המנעץ. בויצי אבירך נהיה צשם. If someone is מבורך יהודו, less is יהודו, נהיה צשם, he's a מנעץ. Why someone, בויצי אבירך, if someone benches יהודו, why יהודו is called בויצי? Because יהודו said, מבצע כינר רגס אחינו. יהודו wanted to save יוסף. Why to sell him to Mitzrayim? Mabetza kinar regesachinu. We'll sell him. Boitzei abirech. If you appreciate what Yehuda did, you menayetz es Hashem. Why? Chaval, the brothers didn't kill Yosef. This is a big moment. Why? What would happen if they would kill Yosef? Chop off his head. No. I was like, what could happen really? But if you didn't chop off his head, you know what happened? He went down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is an eretz tumor. Eretz von Averes. full with Zuhama. It was not so bad at the internet, but it was bad. It was bad. Yosef could be Nichshol. Chaval that they didn't kill him. Boitzei Abirech, Nirtz Hashem. It's Menatz Hashem to be happy that you saved him. He did the worstest thing in the world to save him. It was the worst step. Not only that, Yosef didn't manage. Vayovo Yachadro, Chazal says, Vayovo Yilasis Dvor Tzrochov. Dmus Oviv Nirsalei Bechalayim. He didn't see Adad Ishmael. It was a real Nisayim. Buitzei Abirech, Niyetz Hashem. It's a terrible thing. To die in 1 minute. People have such a mistake. I say, I don't know. The guy will go off the derech, eventually he goes back, right? Everyone that goes down comes back, yeah? 98%, yeah? Goes off, goes back. Yeah, 20, 20, 30, 50, yeah? They come back. I don't understand. If you mechal Shabbos once, you chayv skibbe. So if someone, you could kill someone now, or then to mechal Shabbos 3 times and come back. For sure better to kill him now. Every Shabbos, why to kill mechal Shabbos? Then to go do more affairs, eventually you'll come back. That's a na'ezach. Get rid of them right away. Otherwise, Hashem will get rid of them. If someone has the option to mechal Shabbos twice or to die, for sure he has to die or to die. If to look once on the internet or to die, for sure to die. No, there's no something about it. We have a krumash kofi. Boitzei abirach, niyetz Hashem. Rabbi Lopian told him that he knew a family. There was a big Talmud Chochem in Poland, and his son wanted to go down to America. Not America today, it was America of Amor. And he knew that he will have a Yerid in America. So they wanted to go down to America. They couldn't stop him. So the father and the mother walked the kid to the boat, to the deck. And when the boat left, they started to daven to Hashem that the boat will drown. And Baruch Hashem, the tefillah was niskaba. He let him go back to America. Eventually his kids will be from, yeah? But alright, look what's happening now, yeah? They're coming back. One of them is better to die. Buitzei Abirech, Niyetz Hashem. I heard from my Rebbetzin that it was Rabbi Lopian himself. She's a granddaughter of Rabbi Lopian. My Shmer doesn't want to tell me that. But she said that she heard from her father that Rabbi said a story that he knows someone, it was him himself. He had 12 kids and he lost 2. Yeah? The Mele. When Yaakov heard Oy Yosef Chai, Chazal Chai means Ruchni Zogdor Chai. But Rosh Hakodesh, the Gemara says Rishonim Kruim Meisim. Oy Yosef Chai. Vu Ashalit Ben Mitzrayim. It's Shulgikt, Mish Yosef. If you tell me he's Yosef in a boir, tied up and he's keeping Torah, maybe. Vu Ashalit with all the Gashmias around him, computers all over the place, it can't be. He's not Yosef Chai. Vayofeg liboy kilo yehemin. Sikeni zayin. So Zogdor HaChaim, he didn't stop to believe what he told him Yosef Chai. Yosef Chai vu ashalit b'mitzrayim? Vayofeg liboy kilo yehemin. Yosef answered him, Ta, I'm giving you a simen, egla arufa. Zogdor Maharal, what is egla arufa? Chazal say that when the person is, they find a dead body, the skenim come and they wash their hands, and they say, "Yodeinu leshofchu es adam hazeh, afraid the gemara v'chi." So, kedai toch shebeis din sheif chedomim, what they polish that they didn't kill him. Elo shelo yisholachnu oisei beloy levaya. We didn't send them without a levaya. Shelo yisholachnu oisei beloy levaya. And if you walk the person, you walk him 4 meters. Daladamas. The Ganovim chapped him in the middle of the way. What will help the Levi? So he says, Beruchnius, it helps. A person has a mazel. But Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains, when a person, people walk him, he leaves, he feels good about himself. He gets koichas to survive. When a person is down, he goes, Vateilich vateita bemidbar be'er sheva. So they say, we don't have nothing. When he was down, when he left, and he didn't manage to fight, it's not because of us. Yaakov was walking Yosef when he sent him to find the brothers. Yosef turned over to his father, Tao, why are you walking me? I'm managing. He said, there's a din levayo. And he told him the sugi of Egla Arufa. Yosef told him, my father, you're asking me how I managed to be a shalit? This is what he told him. That koyach that you walked me, that koyach that I'm holding on to you, this gave me the koyach. But he told him more from that. You know why? Because I'm Oisek and Egla Arufa. I didn't stop to learn. I'm holding where I left. The only way to survive in Tuma is nish davene, nish mitzvah, it's not enough. For sure you'll fail. Sitting and learning yoimam v'layla. Yosef answered him, this is the only way to survive, and this was my secret. I'm Oisek and Egla Arufa. You gave me the koyach by walking me, and I'm Oisek in a parsha. So when Yaakov heard the answer, Yosef said to the kid, the brothers, my father will ask, I know you will not believe. Oy Yosef chayvu ha-shalit b'chal eretz Mitzrayim. Answer him, Egla Arufa, Teire. You walked me, you gave me the koyach, and I'm Oisek b'teire. When that koyach is a koyach that could survive even when a person is inside with tumor. So this is what Yosef answered. He gave a siman. This is the siman he gave to his father. Then the pasuk is mamshich. ויאמר ישראל רב אויל יוסף ניחי אל חבר הרנו בטרם עמוס. ואיסה ישראל ויאמר אלויקים לישראל במרו יישא לילה. משכוך מסע זה גבל די גבל כבחץ כל אברהמסקי said that he has a מסוירו that this משכוך was written ברוח הקודש. ויאמר אלוהים לישראל במרויס הלילה. פרק דמי שחוכמה, וואי במרויס הלילה? זה פרק מבוא פסוק בייס. מרויס הלילה means a dream. So why אברום ויצחוק, they get fast in נבואס. יעקב, every time his נבואס had a dream. He goes to be Hashem, he went to sleep. We know, sleep is the lower madrege of a נבואה. A real נבי, Bilam, Neufel, Gluy and I. Vayero, I love Elohim. A real Nevuah is when you're awake. Zog de Meshechochme, Yaakov is the one that is going down to Golas. Sleeping is taken when a person is by night, when he sleeps, when he's down, when he's not connected. Hashem told Yaakov, I want to give a message to Klal Yisrael. I would be with you in the Golas. So the chefzer of the nevuah is b'marois halaylo, b'chaloyim halaylo. Both times Yaakov was going to the Golas. When Yaakov was going to the Golas, so Hashem gave him a nevuah to show him that even golu lebovel shchino imoem, I will be with you, Klal Yisrael, b'marois halaylo. I will stay with you. I will be with you. I will stay with you, and I will be with you. This is the Pshal Avrom, Tikkun Tfilah Shachris, Yitzchok Tikkun Tfilah Smincha, Yaakov Tikkun Tfilah Arvis, Chazal say, Shachris keneged Korban Shel Shachar, Mincha keneged Korban Shel Minch Ben Arbaim, Arvis keneged Evorim Vepdorim Shekreivim Kol HaLailo. The Nishchat Bayom, but the Kreivim Kol HaLailo. This is Yaakov Avinu. V'Yaakov Ebonov Yordu Mitzrayimo. Yaakov is keneged HaLailo. The Koyach of Yaakov is Lailo. So b'meile b'yakev the nevuah was b'pchinas lailo. So Hashem specially came to him when he's asleep, when it's dark, when it's not there, to show us we will have a nevuah b'lailo. I will be with you. I will save you. I will be with you the whole time. I want to finish with one little vault, but I want you in life to remember this vault. And be later when if I will see you not, I will get back to you. In the end, Yosef takes the whole money from Mitzrayim. It says in the pasuk, ויחלקל יוסף אסאבי ואסאחוב ואסכול באסאבי ולחם לפי הטף. It's been Zion your base. ויחלקל, he gave them food. Then, he gives also the whole Mitzrayim food. The Pasuk says, ויינעלם בלחם בכל מקניהם בשונו ההיא. Rashi says, ויניגם. So it says again, by his brothers, ויחלקל יוסף אסאביו ואסאחיו לחם לפי הטף, and then it's ויינעלם מצרים בלחם. It was a maaseh that was sitting in Vada Yeshivas. It was a big donor that wanted to give a lot of money. In that day, the system was, there was a Vada Yeshivas, they collect a lot of money, and they would give it, Pi Bochru, to all the Yeshivas. And this the system started, today Vada Yeshivas really is more in charge than the army, and these are, but when they started Vada Yeshivas really, they said, how do we collect? So they're opening Yeshivas, and the Vada would be representing, to collect the money from all different organizations. So the Vada Yeshivas was still with a big donor, and he said he's masking to give money, but you know, he has deus. So I think it was a Zaman Sarotsky, and he got up and he said, why it says, Vayichalkel es oviv ves echov oichel efi ataf Vayinal es Mitzrayim balechem. He said, for a stranger, you menail him, you run his life when you give him money. Your brother, you give without asking him for conditions. Mitzrayim you menail ba'oichel. You control them by giving them money. A brother, you never control. You give tzedakah to a brother, don't tell him how to behave. Why I'm saying it, Baruch Hashem, all of you will be Talmidei Chachamim, and you will have parnasa b'shefa. I see it keseder in the Welt. People have a lot of money, and they help their family. But they do it in such a disgusting way. They tell them exactly what they have to do. A brother, you're not menayal him. You're mechalkel him. The pasuk is madgish. He didn't run their lives. He gave them the money. A stranger, vayinayal him. Vayinayal es Mitzrayim. So he told the guy, we want someone that wants to don us money, vayichalkel. If you think that menayal doylam ha-yeshivas, we don't want the money. This is what the Zalman Salas can tell them. Good job.